bringing you the best that wildlife has to offer here at Laurels Wood. This is Wildlife Whispers. Hello, and thanks for finding me again. Thanks to all those who've managed to stay the distance. Episode 6 now. Who'd have thought? We're still waiting, really, for spring to finally get going here and start working its magic. It just seems to be constantly November. I don't know what's going on. We just seem to get rain, more rain, rain again, and repeat. And it's the same with the wind. I don't remember it being this windy in sort of this late on in April as it has been recently. It's just awful. It hasn't stopped the wildlife. It might have slowed them down a bit, which I'll explain about in a little while. But there's certainly plenty going on. So what's coming up today on this week's episode? Of course, I'll update you on the wildlife here, which does include a welcoming surprise return to a visitor here in the wood in person. A little bit more about that a little bit later on. Technological battles, they've still carried on, but I think I might have some good news on that front. And mammoth food drops. Those that have been watching the socials this week will have known exactly what I'm talking about. There have been some huge food drops over the course of the last few days. And I'll tell you all about that very shortly. Also, later on, I'll be talking about sort of getting into birding. If you want to sort of become more acquainted with the birds that are in your neck of the woods, or your garden, or on a walk that you might be on, or whatever, I've got a very, very useful Take Everywhere app for you a little bit later on. I'll explain more about that in a little while. And of course, we'll have another of your questions answered. So let's get started. So it's time to catch up on the latest news here, and starting as we always do with the tawny owls. And wow, what can I say? Last year, when we saw the two tawny owlets that were in the box, we saw some small garden birds being brought in to help feed them. Things like blackbirds, garden birds, that kind of thing. But this week, oh wow, we have seen a pigeon or a stock dove been taken in, and also a small rabbit as well. And I suppose with many mouths to feed, bringing in larger prey does make sense. Less food drops needed. But the size of these things that they're trying to squeeze through the door to feed these four hungry owlets is absolutely incredible. So if you've not seen the clips, please go and have a look at the Facebook page, and you'll see like this pigeon trying to be manhandled through the door. And then also you'll see a still of a baby rabbit in the bottom of the box as well. Absolutely incredible. I knew they did feed on different things to barn owls, but to see large prey like that in there, just absolutely amazing. We did have a surprise visitor yesterday. The bird ringer that normally comes and does our barn owls was in the area checking out some boxes. And he just turned up on the off chance just to see if we had any birds or did we have any owlets at the moment or anything like that. And so I told him about the tawny owls, and he said, I think a week and a half old, they're too young to be rung. But he said, show me some clips and things like that. So I showed him some clips and sort of images of the owlets. And he said, yeah, no, they're sadly, this week, they're too small to do it properly. And he also said, and hats off to the guy, because brilliant, brilliant decision. He said, if I go and take the owlets out of the box and ring them now, A, they're too young, but B, it could put the female off. And at the moment, while she's still in the box, she's still feeding, she's still with them every single day, we don't want to run that risk of sort of them being abandoned or anything like that. So he said, just err on the side of caution, and I'll come back in a week or so and we'll do it at that point. So really grateful for him sort of making that decision, because it means we get to watch the journey and sort of follow it through without any risk to the family at all. So yeah, very excited about that. The bird ringing will be back in possibly a week or so's time. Now the barn owls, The technological problems, if I can ever say that word properly, technological problems, they were starting to get the better of me and getting me a little bit down because we've had a couple of issues over the last couple of months or so. But what I did one day this week, I took one of the working cameras, one of the IP cameras, out of an unused box, and there's nothing using it at the moment. And because I knew that camera worked, I swapped it with the camera that's in the the barn owl box. Didn't interfere with the box at all, just unclipped it and put the cable into this other one. And the camera worked. So it showed me that it wasn't a cabling issue. So under the cover of darkness, I listened so carefully to see if there was any activity in the box. Couldn't hear a thing, because the last thing I want to do is disturb them, especially if they were incubating. But I saw both barn owls leave, and so took the opportunity for a quick 5-minute fix to swap the two cameras over. So now, yes, we have sight on back in the box. So hopefully, fingers crossed, the technology holds up, and we can continue to watch that family as well. Both barn owls are cohabiting the box since the camera's been in there. So again, really, really positive signs. I saw some scraping, I saw some mating, all that kind of thing. So I don't think we're very far away, but great to be able to see it once again. So yeah, I'll keep you posted. Watch this space, as they say. Now the blue tits, they've still not finished. They are still faffing about with their nest. Again, it could be the weather. It's a really, really late spring. The leaves are starting to come out on the trees now that are by the box. Hopefully there will be grubs and bugs and things as the sort of that still continues to develop. But they're still going with the soft material. They're still going with the feathers. They've still not quite finished. But the other side of the door, they're on the front of our house, these two boxes. And on the other side of the door, where the great tits are, well, they're just cracking on. they've built the nest, and they've got to now the lay and hide stage, as I call it. So they lay an egg, and then to make sure predators don't get it, they kind of put a little lair, and they sort of, they hide the egg underneath some of the nesting material. I've spotted two eggs so far, and then they've been quickly covered over. But they're underway. I don't know how many we're going to end up with. We'll find out in due course. But yeah, they've overtaken the blue tits and are cracking on enormously. The kestrel, it's all quiet on that box at the front, the camera at the moment. Don't know what's going on there. I've not even seen the kestrels for the last couple of weeks. I don't know, again, if the weather's had a bit of an impact or whether they've just found a different nesting site for 2024. I'm not sure, but I live in hope, folks. I do. I live in hope. So this is a new kind of little bit of the podcast. I want to try and again encourage you and try and help you get out into your local area and try and identify those birds that you might have heard, and you might not know too much about their bird calls or their bird songs. Well, there is a brilliant app that you can download completely free. That will help you identify and then recognise those birds as you kind of hear them again. It's called the Merlin Bird ID app. Merlin Bird ID. As I say, it's completely free. You don't need to pay. And once you've downloaded it from the App Store, you can sort of download the bird song pack for wherever you live. So if you live in the UK, you download that one. If you live in Europe, you download that one. And what it does is it stores all the sample bird songs to your device so that when the device is working, it can sort of identify which bird it is from its own database. Absolutely amazing. So just to give you an idea of how it works, when you're in the garden or out walking, you might be going for a bit of a walk somewhere, simply turn the app on and choose Sound ID and then just let the app work its magic for you. Most of the time, it gets it spot on. but occasionally it does throw a bit of a random one out there. For instance, our little girl once made a loud noise on a walk and it thought she was a hooper swan. So it doesn't always get it right, but 99.9% of the time it does. So as we're going along, I'll just have the app open and then just it's recording the sound. I keep pointing the phone towards wherever it's coming from just to try and get it to hone in a little bit more. And yeah, over the course of the last couple of years, recording the sounds in our garden and also round the farmer's field, just the other side of the wood, we've now identified a massive 50 different types of bird. Absolutely incredible. I wouldn't have known that there were that many out there, here, certainly. But now that I've started to use the app regularly, I'm starting to be able to identify the calls for myself. Because when the app records the bird, it sort of highlights it on the screen and says, yep, that's a robin, yeah, that's a great tit. And then it'll just keep adding the different birds to that particular recording as it hears them. And then if it hears the same one, again, it goes back and highlights that particular bird. So you do very quickly get used to the different calls. But to find 50 around just in our garden and at the field at the bottom, I would never have known there were that many. I just thought, again, a few years back, a bird call is a bird call. I didn't really put too much emphasis on trying to work out the different types. But that's an enormous amount, just in a very, very small area. So, yeah, why not give that a go this weekend? Please let me know how you get on. I'd love to know what sort of birds you manage to record. Or even over the long bank holiday weekend, because we've got, obviously, a bank holiday coming up very, very shortly. So, yeah, download it and give it a try. The Merlin Bird ID app. Merlin Bird ID. A little health warning, it does become addictive. We can create like a life list within the app of all the different types of birds you've ever heard. And yeah, we just keep trying to add to it. It's always a little bit disappointing now when you go, oh yeah, heard that one before. You want to try and get as many as you possibly can. But yeah, brilliant little app, completely free. And for getting into birding, it's absolutely brilliant. And the kids love it too. So yeah, give it a go. Well, it's that time again. She's poised. She's ready. Are you ready? Yep, she's nodding away. Okay, so without further ado, I will hand over to our little girl.
This week's question comes from Mary. Do you think you'll continue to share the wildlife at Laurel's Wood for many years to come? Go on, Dad. Let's do it for a little while longer.
I think she's enjoying this a little too much. So you back next week again? Yeah? Okay. Right, yeah, so she'll be back. Thank you very much. It's true to say that Laurel's Wood has become a firm fixture in people's social media watching, whether it's on sort of Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, whatever it might be. And a lot of people are very, very dedicated fans or followers. Fans seem such a bizarre word, doesn't it? But yeah, it's something that I never expected to have an audience for. But I'm really, really grateful that people do appreciate the sights and sounds from the boxes and the cameras here. Nearly 20,000 people on Facebook now. Just, it blows my mind every single day. And it's not just people from the UK, it's people all over the world. And they write in, they get in touch, they send me messages, they put comments on things. And with 20,000 people, it's a lot to kind of reply to every single one. But I do see all the comments and things that come in. So yeah, please keep them coming. I'm just blown away. But I've always said that I would continue to run the Facebook page and all the other channels as long as I continued to enjoy doing it. Like anything, when something becomes a bore and a bit of a chore, then it's probably best to kind of call it a day. But I've got absolutely no plans at the moment to throw the towel in just yet. So, yeah, Laurel's Wood will be here for the foreseeable at the moment. So, yeah, thank you very much for your question, Mary. If you have a question that you'd like an answer to, just send them in to info@laurelswood.com. That's info@laurelswood.com. And I'll try my best to answer it. So it's that time where we're approaching the end of this week's podcast. But what have we got to look forward to in the coming days and weeks? Have the tourney outlets been rung? By the next time I record this next episode, maybe they have been. Has the parent been rung? Was it still around when he came back to visit? We'll find out. And of course, as soon as it happens, I'll share whatever videos and pictures I do get on the Facebook page and Instagram. So please keep checking it out. And as soon as it happens, I'll post them there. Will we still have four owlets by the time we get to that stage? They're looking pretty healthy at the minute. Oh, I really hope so. When I was speaking to the ringer yesterday, he said that four is not hugely common at the moment, and certainly looking at the people that I follow on Facebook and Instagram who've got cameras in tourney boxes, they're having a bit of a rough ride at the minute. Maybe one, maybe two owlets at most that have successfully hatched. So maybe in this area, tourneys are doing really well. So yeah, keep everything crossed, and then when we get to ringing stage, of course, I'll share that whole process with you as soon as I can. The barn owls, now that the internal view's back up and running, I can keep a much closer eye on those guys once more and see how things are developing there, and hopefully the next stage of their journey will be unfolding by the next time I'm recording this. The blue tits, oh, surely they've started laying by the next time I do some recording. Because the great tits, yeah, they're underway, they're laying already, so we'll see who starts to incubate first. My bunny is on the great tits. And of course, we'll have another of your questions answered too. Well, thank you very much once again for listening. With it being a long bank holiday next weekend, I'll spend some time with my family rather than record a podcast episode. So yeah, the next podcast episode will be out on Sunday, the 12th of May. Yeah, I'll spend some time talking to the people that I live with rather than talking to a microphone. That'd be nice. But don't miss a thing. As soon as that episode is ready and it's edited and good to go, I'll upload it and subscribe on the podcast app of your choice. And then as soon as that episode's there, it will download it straight to your device. If you have a question, please get in touch. It's info@laurelswood.com. That's info@laurelswood.com. And for live or as near live updates as I can sort of make them, you can follow Laurels Wood on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. So all that remains for me to say is thanks very much as ever for listening. And remember, enjoy the wildlife wherever you are. Take care and I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.